Yeah, I think we'll probably expand on our reach in 4 years. So I think this is just the beginning, and I think the party's going to be even more involved. And who knows, maybe one day, we'll own the license or the rights to a lot of the content that goes through these debates, and we could potentially license out access. So this is the very, very beginning of the process. It's been historic success for us to do things that no one thought a national party could do. And you saw the DNC has tried to follow us. They criticized me for a year, and then they said, boy, we should do it too. They did it, but they sort of botched the whole thing up by not having a real balance between what the grassroots expect and control and allowing the candidates to have an opportunity to make their case. It's a balancing act.
So have, in your view, have the debates that have happened thus far met that criteria? Have they yielded what the grassroots wanted to see?
Yeah, except for one debate, which obviously that CNBC debate, I was obviously in the ditch for a couple of weeks after that one, but I have since, I think, gotten the program back in place the way it should be. But no, it's been a great success. I mean, remember, going back, the things that we tried to do is, number one, have a reasonable number of debates, not 25, but a reasonable amount, a dozen. That's a lot. It's plenty. So reasonable debates. Have some say over the moderators, not full dictatorial, but some say. And then have a calendar that candidates could rely on. You remember what it was like in 2012. I mean, in 2 weeks, oh yeah, we're gonna have this debate. 3 weeks later, we're gonna have this debate. No one knew what was going on anywhere. It was a disaster. We have order now. We have some level of consistency, which is important. We've achieved all of that, and now we can take it to the next level.
Should the candidates dictate who the moderators are, or in this new vision that you have, when you're
I think
licensing
if you
them,
have a
do you
no,
pick?
well, I think look at I think all that stuff can be revisited, but I think when you have 12 candidates, it's very difficult. I mean, so I think if you have a few candidates, it's easier, but not when you have 10 or 12. So you have to kind of take it as you go. If in 8 years you have, four candidates, I think, check off the list, but you have to kind of read the tea leaves, I think, as you go.